Have any of you out there ever done any jury duty? I myself haven't. I mean, I would think it would be very interesting, but I've never been asked to do it. I mean, my luck, I'd probably get like a traffic ticket or something. I don't know if they do jury duty for that. But today I want to talk about this whole Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking conviction and how it's now in doubt because this juror did not answer the questionnaire truthfully. And that's what I want to talk about today on Getting to Know the Dead. And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead, and I am your host, Deadbug. And as I... Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to... big audience today. And I want to welcome all new patrons from 1159 Media, good friends of mine. Thank you, everybody, for being here. And I got to say, I'm loving it. These are some good people. These are my kind of people that are fitting in really good with the Legion and the existing members here. And wow, we're building a utopia, a safe place. As YouTube would put it, safe. I always, you know, I always say that when, you know, because I got a strike. I got another fucking strike off of YouTube. And I like the way they say it to me. They say, as you know, we're keeping our members safe. Okay? My content, and this was my documentary on called Cannibal on a Korean serial kill. And it had already been removed before. And I re-edited it. You know, taking all the bad parts. They fucking gave me a strike again. And they said, we, as you know, we want to keep our members safe. And I'm thinking, I 18 plused it. Who the fuck is watching this? Well, safe, I always want them to clarify. Safe from what? Reality? Safe from pussy? I don't know. I need them to fucking clarify it for me. Like, what are you keeping people safe for? That would be good. Or just change the phrase, because it is so fucking lame to use for want of a better word. We want to keep up. So they've taken away. So now you can just appeal, but you can't explain why you want them to appeal. You just have to appeal, and then you have to give feedback. And then after you appeal it, they say, they give you your final kick in the teeth. They say, did you know that 99% of creators, once they get their first strike, never get another strike again? I'm thinking, really? I've had a channel removed and I've had about 20 strikes. So are you trying to tell me that I'm that 1%? I don't believe that I'm that 1%. I think, once again, it's YouTube being full of shit. So there you go. Onwards and upwards. Onwards and upwards. So let's get back into this Ghislaine Maxwell's whole sex trafficking conviction now in doubt because of this juror. Juror number 50, apparently. Now this rubs me the wrong way. This juror was given a questionnaire to fill out this questionnaire, truthfully, hopefully. And he did not put down that he was sexually abused. Now, he's saying now he didn't remember that question. He skimmed over it. I'll tell you what, if I was looking at a questionnaire and someone asked me, if someone had asked fucked me, it would stand out in my mind. You know what I mean? I would instantly say no, or I would just like say yes and move on from it. But this person, apparently, this Scotty, as he's known by Scotty, which right there, if you got a name like Scotty, I think you're inviting yourself to be ass fucked. That's just my opinion. But if you're a grown man and you call yourself Scotty, like Mikey or anything else, if you add a Y at the end of your name, that is a fucking red flag for me. A red flag, ladies. Women, it's okay. But men, if you're a grown man, don't add a Y at the end of your name. So this guy, apparently he didn't see this question. Now, that's what he's saying. That is what he's saying. But he was, after the trial, he went and he, you know, after she was convicted, Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted. And in no way am I casting any aspersion on this conviction. I have my views on it, as I'm sure you guys have your views on it. I'm not questioning the outcome of this, but what I'm questioning is the fact that afterwards this guy was going in and bragging, saying, I convinced, you know, I can picture this guy talking with a name like Scotty. I convinced everybody to vote guilty because I, trust me, I've received it, you know, and I know I've been ass fucked and, oh, it's not nice. It's just like, I'm guessing if his name's Scotty, he's still being ass fucked. Again, that's just my opinion. I'm no expert on it. By no means am I an expert on that sort of receiving it that way. But, you know, this guy apparently bragging about it, that he was abused as a child. And, you know, child abuse is a serious thing. I got kids. I guess I'm sure a lot of you guys have kids. A very serious thing. But you have to question if this is someone who has been sexually abused, this Scotty, and is he approaching it with a clear, balanced head and opinion on this subject? Or is he going in there with an agenda?
Deadbug, you said head.
Now, whatever you do, whether you murdered someone, whether you got liquored up and ran someone over and killed them or caused severe bodily harm, if you have a jury, I don't know what juries handle, what they don't handle, you want them approaching it with a balanced, we're going to take the evidence given into us and we're going to make a balanced decision. We don't have an agenda here. You don't want someone having an agenda. They really have to take the facts provided. And this is, of course, my understanding of what a juror is about. Again, I've never been a juror or been on a jury. And approach it with a balanced opinion based on these facts and to give your view and your final judgment or whatever it is, you know, with this group. But this guy will brag and that he swayed them.
I swayed them, Deadbug.
Apparently, the other 10 jurors questioned the credibility of the witnesses against Maxwell. And it was Scotty and this other woman who pushed for the guilty. And apparently, this other woman had also been sexually abused. And they were the two holdouts. I mean, come on. It's not rocket science. Whatever you think about Ghislaine Maxwell, this is not rocket science. This is fucking wrong.
Settle down, Deadbug. You're being aggressive.
So this Scotty lied, and now he's threatening the whole case could be overthrown and have to be retried. And that costs a lot of money. That means now that Ghislaine Maxwell, they've spoken to the witnesses, so that means that they know all the things. There's no surprises. And these women who have been traumatized are going to have to come back and be re-traumatized, and her lawyers will know what they've said, you know, and I know enough about court law to know that that's not good. There will be no surprises. They'll be able to do more character assassinations, more whatever, all because this Scotty lied about being ass-fucked when he were a kid and going in there with an agenda. And as a backup, this other woman lied. I don't even understand the mentality of lying, because it instantly shows me that Scotty wanted to go in there and he wanted to be, you know, the Dark Avenger. And he wanted to go in there and get justice for everybody who had their ass pussy violated. And that's not what it's about. That is not what being a juror is about. And the funny thing is he could have just kept his fucking mouth shut. But he didn't. After the trial was over, we were going on CNN. I swayed the jury. There were 10 holdouts, and I swayed them all. You know, and he couldn't keep his big mouth shut. He was going and bragging to everybody that he knows what it's like to be violated, and he wanted to make sure that she paid for it. So she's paying for fucking his sins, or the sins committed upon him. And I just think it's fucked up. And the fact that this guy, that nothing's going to fucking happen to him. Because now, apparently, his lawyer said that he's just going to apply the Fifth Amendment. And he's just not going to answer any of the questions, you know. Scotty, did you lie about being ass fucked on blah, 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 blah?
I'd like to plead the Fifth, Your Honor.
Were you ever ass fucked, Scotty?
I'd like to plead the Fifth, Your Honor.
It's just, you know. And so, I mean, and of course, it's his constitutional right against self-incrimination. And this hearing is scheduled today. That's why this is so prevalent to me. And everybody, I think it's fascinating. And as we know, Maxwell was convicted on December last year. And like I said, we're not getting into what she's done wrong or whether she deserves to go down or not. We're getting into him lying and the fact that he is compromising. He's potentially compromising things where this could be thrown out. And he can plead the fifth, but I think they got to go for this guy. You know, this
Scotty.
And because if you're going to fucking lie, number one, just keep your mouth shut afterwards. Don't go brag about it, you know. And, you know, he's this guy, like I said, he's Scotty David, apparently. Scotty. Number one, drop the Y, buddy. And, you know, I think he could, I you know, I think he should face, there should be legal consequences here. I don't know what you guys think. You know, him saying that he flew through the questionnaire and doesn't recall being asked if he was a victim of sexual abuse. How do you guys feel about that? Is that something that you would spot on a questionnaire? I mean, I've filled out my fair share of questionnaires, and that would definitely stand out for me. Am I prejudiced against any religions or races? Do I prefer foreign cars or domestic? Do I hate homosexuals? Have I ever been ass fucked? You know, I will remember if that question popped up in a questionnaire that I had to fill out for something as important as a sex trafficking trial. And I think that this guy is full of shit. And I think there needs to be consequences for his actions. Whether they retry this trial or not, I don't think they are going to. Because I just think, you know, all fingers are pointed at this woman with the evidence that has been given. And she's going to pay the price for it. But I still think there should be consequences for him lying and making this whole thing a mockery. With him bragging that he shared his experience with the other jurors. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know. Well, I bent over and, well, he slid it in, and I'm not sure if I should tell you this, but, and, you know, fuck off. I mean, it's just, that's why they get experts, you know, and it wasn't just him. There was two of them that had both lied on this questionnaire, and they went in. I mean, they have experts that are going to go in there and testify about, you know, mistaken identity, you know, mistaken memory issues. So we don't need Scotty in there fucking telling people it was a horrible experience. I'm guessing it is a horrible experience, and we have the experts to say it's a horrible experience, or else we'd have Scotty on the stand, and we would say, Scotty, what was it like?
Well, since you asked,
it was horrible.
It hurt.
You know, we know that, Scotty. We know that it was horrible. But you weren't hired by the prosecutors to be an expert on getting ass fucked and tell everybody what it was like. Now, as I said, these federal prosecutors are going to pull this Scotty in front of a judge today in a hearing, and they're going to question him, and we're going to find out from this expert, Danny Savalas, what will possibly happen today.
First, they're going to do something very simple. They're going to look at the juror questionnaire and see what it says. What was the question that they allegedly failed to answer accurately, or at worst, failed to answer honestly? Then the court's going to want to know, to what degree was this inadvertent? Was it in good faith? Or did the juror dishonestly answer the question? And that last word is the magic word. It's the key to the test in this jurisdiction, the Southern District of New York. There is a two-pronged test. First, the defense would have to show that the juror answered dishonestly. And second, even if the juror answered dishonestly, the defense has to show that had everybody known the truth, this juror would have been excused for cause based on that juror's bias.
And this is where this whole "I flew through the questionnaire" thing seems like bullshit to me. And I think that, you know, you wonder, is there anything going to happen to this guy? Is it, you know, because, I mean, we just don't fly through. And it's clear, for me anyways, that he's lying. And you wonder, what's going to happen?
This is going to lead inexorably to one of my favorite moments in the law. It's a recurring moment where someone has to testify or admit that they sign or fill out forms without reading the question. And the reality is, we all do it sometimes, me too, especially when I'm clicking. But at some point, this juror is going to have to say, yes, I looked at this. Yes, that's my handwriting. Yes, that's my signature. And no, I didn't read it before I filled it out. So the judge in this case is going to have to determine whether that was a dishonest answer. And even then, it's still a long shot. I can count the number of times this challenge has succeeded that I know of on one hand, and I could probably still do it if that hand had one finger. That's how rare this challenge will be.
So all this makes you wonder, has this Scotty compromised his case? Is it going to be retried? Is it going to be, you know, me, I don't think it will. But let's hear what our expert says.
In theory, it could, but statistically, it is a long shot. The law puts the thumb on the scale heavily against the defendant in situations like this, because as the Supreme Court has recognized, we want finality in jury verdicts. And look, admittedly, I'm a defense attorney. I'll do whatever I can to try and challenge a verdict against my client. So, you know, the defense team has their duty to challenge this. But statistically, it's just not likely to succeed because, at least according to the test in this jurisdiction, it can't be an accidental answer. It can't be I misunderstood the question. It's got to be, number one, that the juror was concealing something intentionally, and they were concealing something that would have been directly relevant to this case. At least at first glance, some of those elements appear to be present, but it's still an uphill climb.
So there you have it. It doesn't seem like Scotty's bullshit has affected it, but I still think that Scotty needs to be held accountable. Like we all, it's accountability. And I just don't think that you can go into a trial like this. If this had been something where there was a death penalty involved or something, and Scotty had lied, then I think it would be overthrown, and I do think there would be a trial. And I just don't buy that him and this other jury didn't see the question for something this important. You know, I'm just not buying it. And I think he knew, and I thought he went in there to try to be the dark avenger of pedophiles or whatever he's calling himself. We know he calls himself Scotty, but it'd be interesting to see what you guys think about him. You know, and I'm certainly not questioning that Scotty or this other jury was sexually abused, but there seems to be a growing trend, especially in the true crime community, of a lot of these channels coming out and saying, well, I was ass fucked as a child, and now I'm doing a true crime show on pedophiles. And you can't help but wonder who is being truthful and who is chasing the numbers, you know what I mean? Like just, you know, doing a hatchet piece on something or doing whatever just because that's the flavor of the month. There are a lot of creeps out there. It is definitely a sick world, but I still think we can't unequivocally damn everybody who mentions something, because it seems like now every second person is coming forward and saying, you know, I was sexually abused by this person, I was sexually abused by that person, and then everybody just fucking jumps on them. It needs to go to trial. You know what I mean? It needs to go to trial. You just can't say it and point a finger and destroy someone's life. But, you know, that's just my two cents. And after all, I'm just a character. I'm not a real person. And this is Deb Bug saying I'm out of here. Adios.
Yeah. You can blame it on the dough. Blame it on the tro. Blame it on the pills. Got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dough. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the drug. Blame it on the drug. Blame it on the dough. Blame it on the drugs. Blame it on the drug. Blame it on the drug. Blame it on the drugs. Rolling through the city, everybody see me. Kingpin, Godfather, call me Al Pacino. Al Pacino feds watching neighborhood watch.
Boost Mobile, I'm the plug. What you need, I got it. Making moves, cops pull up on me. Rendezvous at the trap, somebody snitching on me. I'm flipping birds, chop a brick, yeah, I'm moving weight. I took a trip to Colombia and now I'm straight. I'm whipping it, yeah, that Coca-Cola hands free with it. Big dog, you can smell the odor. Finessing the block, I'm stunning with birds. The drought is over, yeah, you can get served. Blame it on the drugs, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dough, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dro. Blame it on the drug. Blame it on the dope. Blame it on the drugs. Blame it on the drug. Blame it on the drug. Blame it on the. I'm the plug. I'm the plug. I back up. If I ever run out, hit my meat gun. Won't move if the money ain't right though. Got it booming in the streets. Blame it on the drugs. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. Blame it on the dope, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the pills, got my eyes sitting low. You can blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dope, blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dro. Blame it on the dro.